Join pregame with Coach Beck Schimmer, head coach of the Centralia Lady Panthers. You've got a Tolton team tonight that really struggled to start off the year, but after an 0-6 start, they're 4-2 since then. What do you expect from this Lady Blazer team that could possibly give your team fits?
You know, when we sat down to talk about the scout yesterday about Father Tolton, and I told him that their record was 4-8, I told our team, I said, it's very deceiving because they're a good team. And I think they're really good on defense at making teams turn the basketball over, and that's one of our weaknesses. I'll admit to that. So that's one thing that makes me nervous tonight for the contest.
What do you want to see from your ladies to help assist in pulling out a victory?
In order for us to pull out a victory, I think we're going to obviously have to take care of the basketball and limit our turnovers. But we're also going to have to do a better job at getting back on defense because they're a really good transition team.
You said Tolton's record is deceiving. Yours can almost be looked at as a deceiving record as well, but you've faced a really, really tough schedule. What is that tough schedule done that's helped you on down the road?
Obviously, I mean, we've faced teams that have been outstanding basketball teams, but, you know, just persevering through that, the loss after loss, it almost seems like, and being close to beating those teams that are good is, I think that just builds character for our team, and hopefully that'll help us down the line, you know, in districts when we're playing tough teams as well.
Beck Schimmer, coach of the Centralia Lady Panthers. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
In your time of need, your friends at Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia are here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime. Todd and Diana Kendrick and their staff at Fenton Funeral Chapel are committed to the highest standards of service and excellence with compassionate care to ease your journey. They're proud to be locally owned and operated, and they're proud to serve the Centralia community and the surrounding area. Visit them online and see obituaries at FentonFuneralChapel.com. Fenton Funeral Chapel of Centralia, here to help you create the tribute of a lifetime.
Unbeatable service and quality. That's what people throughout Central Missouri have come to expect from Stidham Electric of Centralia. Stidham Electric specializes in the highest quality residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services, and people in and around Central Missouri know their customer service is unbeatable. Stidham Electric is always prepared, whether it be residential work in area communities or lighting up the night sky in our area's football stadium. Stidham Electric of Centralia.
At Angel & Company Insurance, you can expect friendly hometown service in the Centralia, Sturgeon, Hallsville, and Harrisburg areas. You'll find people who work hard to provide you with the best service to cover all your insurance needs. As your hometown trusted choice insurance agent, Angel & Company represents a number of companies to choose from for your auto, home, business, and farm insurance needs. Call anyone on the team today or visit the website at angelinsurance.com. Angel & Company, your hometown trusted choice insurance agent.
When tax time comes around, turn to Macon Tax Service. Marjorie and Richard Waller have over 50 years of experience and will have your taxes done right and at a reasonable rate. They specialize in personal, business, and farm taxes and can take care of all your tax needs year-round. You have enough to worry about with trying to keep up with the constantly changing tax laws. Stop by Macon Tax Service at 32776 State Highway PP in Macon or call 660-385-2982.
Back out here at Macon High School as we're preparing for a matchup between the 4-seed Centralia Lady Panthers and the 5-seed Father Tolton Lady Blazers. The winner of this one, as just heard, will take on the 1-seed Macon after a 56-34 victory over Harrisburg. Looking at some of the storylines to follow in this one, Centralia comes in with a record of 6-6. Their most recent action came in the California tournament. They were set to go for the consolation championship in that one before, obviously, the last games of that California tournament postponed because of the weather. However, with that 6-6 record, those six losses coming to teams with a combined record of 57-20. And if you take out, they lost to Battle in the first round of the California tournament. If you take that loss out, five of their six losses coming to teams with a combined record of 52-14. That's what you heard I mentioned when in that pregame interview with Coach Becca Schimmer, that they faced a really tough schedule. And that's what I mean, 52-14. five of their six losses. For Tolton, coming in with a record of 4-8, but again, a deceiving one because they started this year 0-6, and since that 0-6 start, they are 4-2 ever since. It's an interesting matchup on paper. Hopefully we'll see if it'll be a fun one to close out day one of the Macon tournament, last game of the girls' bracket. And we will have tip-off for you in 2 minutes on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
It's the 2018 model closeout sale at Thomas Motors in Moberly. With incredible savings on 2018 Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC models, you can save thousands. Hurry in and take home your 2018 model today. Visit ThomasMTRS.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details. Everyone likes to save money on heating and cooling. Your friends and neighbors are saving. Now it's your turn. Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg has been serving the Mid-Missouri area for more than 40 years by filling walls and attics with a special type of insulation called cellulose wall spray. The money saved on heating and cooling is exceptional, and the acoustic properties of cellulose make a home quieter and more comfortable. They are also a certified spray foam installer. Call Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg today so you can reduce your heating and cooling bills.
Tax season is almost here. World Finance invites you to meet with their tax professionals at one of their 77 locations across Missouri to prepare and file your returns. You could walk out the same day with a refund advance loan up to $5,000 at 0% interest. Stop by or go online at worldfilestaxes.com to schedule an appointment. The 0% interest refund advance loan is exclusive to World Finance tax refund customers and is offered to qualified individuals with no fees or interest in connection with the product. Tax filing through World Finance is required to qualify.
Today, there are some people who find themselves asking, what good does a funeral do? Certainly, it can do nothing for the person whose life has ended, beyond providing the dignity of a proper burial. But a funeral does a great deal for those whose lives go on. For the family, friends, and community, it is a shared moment to realize, reflect, and to reaffirm. Surrounded by others who care, we begin to accept the reality of death. The funeral services Oliver Funeral Home provides will make the most difficult times in your life easier. Oliver Funeral Home, with locations in Centralia and Sturgeon, a name you can trust for generations to come.
The next time you meet a rock that cracks your windshield, think of JB's Glass of Moberly. JB's Glass of Moberly can replace glass in cars, trucks, vans, farm tractors, or construction equipment of almost any make and model. Give them a call and see for yourself. Scott will give you an estimate and work with your insurance company to have your glass replaced as soon as possible. Call 263-4111 and set up your appointment today. JB's Glass of Moberly will come to you. Call today and see your world clearly again. Start off your morning right with breakfast bowls from Sonic and Moberly. Available with bacon or sausage for $2.69. Stumped for dinner ideas? The Car Op Classic is back. A quarter pound double cheeseburger with tater tots for only $2.99. Or have a hot bowl of chili for $2.49. Get it loaded for $2.99. And as always, Sonic is the place for frosty drinks. The magic all happens when you push the red button, so swing into Sonic Drive-In of Moberly and show them how you Sonic. Proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
Tip-off for this 4-5 matchup is won by the Father Tolton Lady Blazers as we are underway. In this 4-5 game, we'll get you your starting lineups in just a second. For Tolton, it is Emily Gall, Amber Wright, Emma Barnes, Sophia Elfrink, and Lizzie Wright, the starting five for Tolton, as they control possession to start off this game. But as Barnes with the ball gets a screen by Amber Wright before passing it to her. Passed inside, broken up by Centralia, and a scrum on the floor. A jump ball is going to be called. Arrow going towards Centralia. So they'll get the ball for the first time in this game. Starting five for the Centralia Lady Panthers: Kyra Dickerson, Gwendolyn Bostic, Mary-Kate Bennett, Carter Simpkins, and Claire Hunter. Starting five for the Lady Panthers. Open driving to the basket is Carter Simpkins. Kick ball is going to be called, so possession will stay with Centralia. Just 40 seconds into this game here, still scoreless. It'll be Kyra Dickerson inbounding for the Lady Panthers. And she does to Bostic. Bostic will put a shot up. And that was actually Mary-Kate Bennett that puts the shot up. Mary-Kate Bennett gets on the board first for the Lady Panthers. They take a 2-0 lead. Barnes bringing it up for the Lady Blazers. Pass out Emily Gall. Tolton going right to left. Emma Barnes driving inside. She passes. Three is missed by Lizzie Wright. Rebound by Gwendolyn Bostic. She passes to Dickerson, who brings it up the court. Dickerson has it, dribbling to her right. Screen set by Hunter. Pass back out to Mary Kate Bennett. Over to Bostic. She dribbles to her right. Pass over to Hunter, top of the key. To her right is Carter Simpkins. Carter Simpkins, skip pass over to Gwendolyn Bostic, left wing. She's dribbling to her right, dribbling inside. Pass back, three for Carter Simpkins. Misses, too short. Rebound by Emma Barnes. Emma Barnes bringing it back up the court. She passes up to Amber Wright, who puts it up and misses it. Rebound by Mary Kate Bennett. A few misses early on for both teams here as Kyra Dickerson brings it back up with the Lady Panthers. Lady Panthers up 2-0, just under 2 minutes into this game. Bostic has it. Passes inside to Claire Hunter, who passes back out to Mary Kate Bennett. Over to Simpkins. Simpkins, step back, turnaround is good for Carter Simpkins. She's on the board. And the Centralia Lady Panthers lead 4-0. Emma Barnes bringing it up the court. Pass over to Sophia Elfrank. And inside, a shot is put up and in by Amber Ryan. Her first points on the night. It's 4-2 Centralia. Full court press being shown by the Lady Blazers as Bostic has it. Trying to work their way up half court. They're running into some trouble here. Good defense by the Lady Blazers. And it'll be a turnover for the Lady Panthers. They couldn't get across the half court stripe in time. And it'll go back Tolton's way. Tolton inbounds to Emma Barnes and then over to Sophia Elfrink, who will take a three and sinks it. 3 points for Sophia Elfrink. Tolton takes their first lead of the game, 5-4. Good full court press being shown by the Lady Blazers and a pass to an open at Claire Hunter under the basket. She's on the board and Centralia takes the lead back 6-5. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Barnes bringing it up, passes behind her to right. Over right corner to Emily Gall, back to right. Back to Gall inside. A shot will be put up and in by Sophia Elfrink. She's got five early on in this game. And Tolton's back on top, 7-6. 4:45 to go, first quarter. Really good full court press being shown by Tolton, and that leads to another steal. That's stolen by Sophia Elfrink. Bringing it up the court is right. Right will put it up and just misses it. Rebound by Kyra Dickerson. Dickerson gets it out. Rushing up the court. She passes up to Carter Simpkins, who puts a shot up, misses. However, an offensive rebound by Mary Kate Bennett, puts it up, misses it. Another offensive rebound by Bostic, puts it up and in, and a foul is called. See if they call it on the foul or on the shot. They won't call it on the shot. They'll call the foul on the floor. Claire Hunter will take a seat. Emma Holmes getting her first points of the game. And it's going to go back Tolton's way. Mary Kate Bennett was charged with the offensive foul in that possession. Tolton has it. Nice turnaround. Put up and in by Amber Wright. She's got 4 points early on. Tolton up 9-6. 4:10 to go, first quarter. Dickerson has it. Dickerson driving up the lane. She passes to Holmes. And it's picked up by Mary Kate Bennett. Ashlyn Crum is in the game for the Lady Panthers. Kyra Dickerson to inbound. Gwendolyn Bostic will take a seat. Coming into the game for her is Joella Melgrito. Driving inside and fouled is Kyra Dickerson, and she'll go to the line for two. With Tolton holding an early 9-6 lead, 3:56, first quarter. First free throw is missed by Dickerson. And the second free throw is good. Kyra Dickerson's first points of the night. And Tolton leads 9-7. Wright has it on the right wing. She passes top of the key to Sophia Elfrank, back over to Emma Barnes. Emma Barnes dribbles to her right, then to her left. Screen set by Amber Wright. and a foul will be called on Centralia. It'll be Carter Simpkins charged with the foul, her first, team second. And Tolton keeps possession. Amber Wright has it. Pass inside and an open look under the basket and fouled. Shot is made by Sophia Elfrink. She's had a good night early on here. She's already got 7 points. And she'll take a trip to the line to try to make it 8. 3:35 to go in this first quarter. 11-7 Tolton leads. Sophia Elfrink to the line for an and one opportunity. And she converts. 8 points early on for Sophia Elfrink out of Tolton's 12. Pass up is over the head of Claire Hunter, so it'll go back Tolton's way. Tolton holding a 12-7 lead. There's Ashlyn Crum back in the game, also in the game. Gracie Peevler for the Lady Panthers. Bringing it up the court is Barnes, who passes over to Elfrink. Pass inside. It's fought for, and a jump ball will be called. Possession will stay with Tolton. 12-7, Tolton leads, 3:22 to go, first quarter. Lizzie Wright will inbound for the Lady Blazers. Looking for options, and she finds it over the head of Amber Wright, but corralled in by Elfrink. Elfrink has the top of the key. She'll spot up for a three, sinks it. Sophia Elfrink is hot early on. And the Lady Blazers are up 15-7, 3:06 to go, first quarter. Good defense being shown by the Lady Blazers. It's Dickerson, has it right wing, dribbling to her right. She hands off to Mogrito. Back over to Dickerson. Inside shot is missed by Claire Hunter. And fought for, jump ball will be called. It'll stay with Centralia. 15-7, Tolton leads, 2:51 to go, first quarter. Of those 15 points, Sophia Elfrink is responsible for 11 of them. Inbound is in, and shot is made by Claire Hunter. Claire Hunter has 4 points tonight, and it's 15-9, Tolton. 2:45 to go, first quarter. Elfrink has it. She passes over to Emily Gall. Back left wing to Emma Barnes. Top of the key is Elfrink. Elfrink dribbles. She passes back to Barnes. Barnes dribbling to her left, passes back. Out top of the key is Amber Wright. Back to Elfrink about the free throw strike. And the pass is tipped, but it's picked up. Three is taken and made by Lizzie Wright. Lizzie Wright's first points of the night. Tolton has done really good shooting from the field early on in this game. Dickerson brings it up for the Lady Panthers. She gets it. Jumper will be taken from the free throw strike by Claire Hunter and in. Claire Hunter's got 6 points tonight. And Tolton leads 18-11. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Driving inside and back out. Top of the key is right. Right dribbles to her left. Puts a shot up, and the shot misses. And a foul will be called. It'll be called on Tolton. And it'll be Amber Wright charged with the foul. Her first, team's third. Tolton leads 18-11. 1:51 to go, first quarter. Inbound is tipped out of bounds, but a foul will be called on Emily Gall. So it'll stay with Centralia. Gall's first foul, team's fourth, as Centralia will try to inbound. Peevler has it to inbound, and that one's deflected off a Tolton player out of bounds. Centralia keeps it. Checking into the game for Tolton. Will be Sophie Angel. As she's in, Malgrito has it, takes it across the court for the Lady Panthers. She dribbles to her left, cuts back to her left, back to right, dribbling inside. She hands it off. An inside look was off the fingertips of Claire Hunter, and she stole it back, and a foul will be called, and she'll go to the line for two. Nice job by Claire Hunter to get that ball back and then no less pick up the foul to send her to the free throw stripe. That's Amber Wright's second foul of the night. Claire Hunter's first free throw is good. Clay Hunter's got 7 points tonight. Chance to make it 8. Hunter dribbles. Takes a shot. And misses it. Rebounded by Wright. Up the court. Has it top of the key is Angel. She passes over to Elfrink. Elfrink has it. Left wing. She passes inside. Shot will be put up and missed by Amber Wright. And a rebound by Caitlin Finley in the game for the Lady Panthers. Stolen by Elfrink. Elfrink bringing it back up the court. One on two. She puts it up and misses it. And then a foul will be called. Let's see who they call that one on. Looks like they called on Tolton. And that's big. That's going to be called on Amber Wright. That's already Amber Wright's third foul tonight. Amber Wright, a starter for the Lady Blazers. And with a minute to go in the first quarter, she's already got 3 fouls. That's something the Lady Panthers will look to exploit throughout the course of this game. Melgrito has it. She gets it across the court, looking for options back to Melgrito. 46 seconds to go, first quarter, 18-12. Tolton leads. Melgrito handed it off to Caitlin Finley. There was some miscommunication. Both girls looked at each other like one was going to pick it up. Neither did. It goes out of bounds, and Tolton gets it back. Sophie Angel will bring it up the court for Tolton. She's dribbling. Screen set by Maddie McCullough in the game. Dribbling to her right and handed off. And inside to Elfrink. Elfrink passes it back out. Right wing is McCullough. Toss inside to Elfrink is broken up by Claire Hunter, and Centralia gets it back with 14 seconds to go first quarter. Melgrito has it. She dribbles. Right wing inside to Gwendolyn Bostic, who will toss over to Claire Hunter. She puts a shot up, misses it. Rebound by Tolton. And that is likely how this first quarter will end. And it will. So we'll take a 1 minute break after one quarter. Tolton leads 18-12. We're back in 1 minute on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Glenn's Garage Doors appreciates customer referrals. Phil Berry, a well-known insurance agent in Moberly, recently purchased 2 door-link steel-backed insulated residential garage doors with 2 LiftMaster openers and a keyless entry. Phil said,
I've had Glenn put in several garage doors for me in the past few years. Glenn's doors have always been amazing, and he's always done great service and taken care of those products, and I've been extremely satisfied with the work that Glenn's done for me.
Listen to your friends and neighbors for all your overhead door and opener needs. Call Glenn's Garage Doors in Moberly at 660-263-1655.
From small game rifles to big game. From paper punching and tin can plinking to personal protection. If it squeezes off a round, spins in a cylinder, or feeds from a clip, we have the make and model that feels just right in your hands.
Graff's Reloading Supercenter is your one-stop shop for all your hunting, shooting, ammunition, and archery needs. Graff's Reloading Supercenter in Mexico. Their shelves are stocked to fill all your hunting needs.
Back here at Macon High School for the finale of day one of the Macon tournament, the 4-5 matchup. Tolton leads 18-12 over the Centralia Lady Panthers. As Tolton has it to start off this second quarter, it's Elfrink. Dribbles to her right, and back to Elfrink, right wing. Elfrink passes top of the key to Sophie Angel, who's being guarded well by Kyra Dickerson. And that pass almost broken up, but completed, and a pass under the basket is complete and good. The shot by Lizzie Wright. And Tolton takes a 20-12 lead, 7:30 to go. Sophia Elfrink responsible for 11 points in that first quarter for the Lady Blazers. Shot will be put up and missed by Dickerson. And an offensive rebound by Dickerson. She gets her own rebound. That one goes off the fingertips of Mary Kate Bennett, but she keeps it. Pass across court to Melgrito. Melgrito will pump pick at 3. Dribbles inside. Over to Bostic. Bostic puts a shot up. Misses offensive rebound by Mary Kate Bennett, and she puts it back up and in. 4 points for Mary Kate Bennett. 20-14. Tolton, 1 minute into the second quarter. Right wing is Lizzie Wright. She passes back to Angel, who fakes left, goes back to her right, and a 3 will be taken and missed everything. Was Lizzie Wright, and a rebound by Carter Simpkins. Pass up the court. Jumper will be taken by Simpkins. Misses. Offensive rebound by Dickerson. Inside to Claire Hunter. Excuse me, that was Gwendolyn Bostic back out top of the key to Margrito. Margrito hands it off to Mary Kate Bennett inside and a whistle. And it'll go back Tolton's way. 20-14, Tolton leads, 6:29 to go, second quarter. It'll be Sophie Angel bringing it up the court for the Lady Blazers. Pass inside to Elfrink. Elfrink backing up, finds an open one. Back to Elfrink. Being nearly triple teamed, and she puts a shot up and misses it. Good defense by Centralia, but it's stolen right back by Angel. Tolton will put the shot up and missed it. And a rebound by Gwendolyn Bostic of Centralia. Jump ball will be called. It'll go Centralia's way. We're about 2 minutes into this second quarter. Tolton leads 20-14 as Centralia looking to work their way back in to this one. Inbounding the ball will be Carter Simpkins. As Tolton still playing that full court press, does to Dickerson. Dickerson drives all the way up, hands off to Bostic. Clean strip by Elfrink, and Tolton gets the ball back. Angel has it, takes it across the half court stripe. She's driving up. Pass up is to Lizzie Wright inside, and a foul will be called. Push off. Looks like it'll be Gwendolyn Bostic. And it was Bostic. No, excuse me, it was Mary Kate Bennett charged with the foul. That's her second. So another one to watch, Mary Kate Bennett already her second foul with 5:47 to go in the half. 20-14, Tolton leads. Tolton keeps possession. Inbounding will be Wright. And she successfully inbounds right in front of her to Emma Barnes. Three by Elfrink. Missed. Offensive rebound by Emma Barnes. Emma Barnes puts it back up. Clean block. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Tolton. It will be Lizzie Wright to inbound for the Lady Blazers. She does, but it's tipped by Carter Simpkins, but Tolton keeps it and back to Wright. Wright, pass inside to Elfrink, catches it. A lot of defenders. As Elfrink falls to the ground, it'll be called for the travel. So Centralia gets the ball back, trailing 20-14 with 5:28 to go, first half. As Bostic has it right wing. She passes inside. One dribble and put up by Carter Simpkins, but she misses it. And a rebound by Emma Barnes. Barnes brings it up the court to Angel. And the shot will be put up and missed. That's Emily Bacon seeing her first minutes of the night. And quickly up the court will be Carter Simpkins, and she's fouled under the basket. And she'll go to the line for two. Tolton leads 20-14 with 5:03 to go in this first half. As Carter Simpkins heads to the line for two. Simpkins, the leading scorer for this Centralia team, averaging 12.1 a game. And she misses the first free throw.
I'm back with you here, Austin.
Good to have you back, Ben.
Thank you. Talked to Ben Sondheimer post-game. He had some good comments.
As the next free throw is also missed by Simpkins. However, an offensive rebound by Claire Hunter put back up and in. Claire Hunter has been big for this Lady Panther team, and it's 20-16. Tolton still holds the lead, 4:53 to go, first half. Having it is Barnes. She passes. Top of the key is Elfrink to Angel. Angel thought about a three. Instead, passes to Elfrink for three. Sinks it.
And that's
Sophia Elfrink.
And good ball movement by Father Tolton. They found the open player, and they didn't force anything in that possession.
And that will be stolen away. It was tipped and stolen by Elfrink. Elfrink, good defense on Elfrink. She finally finds an option, and Angel, who brings it up across the half-court stripe. Over to Barnes. Barnes backing her way inside. Chatlet pass to Lizzie Wright. Lizzie Wright has it left wing. Pass to Angel and back to Elfrink. Elfrink will pull up for three. Sinks it. Sophia Elfrink is having a ridiculous first half. And Tolton leads 26-16 with 4 minutes to go in the half. And that pass will be just far enough from the outstretched arms of Claire Hunter out of bounds. And Tolton gets the ball back.
Yeah, that was an impressive stare down 3-point shot. She walked right into that, was given plenty of cushion too, and she knew she was going to take that.
Sophia Elfrink has 17 points so far in this one.
Yeah, and then she's earned every bit of them.
This one passed over to Gall. Back over to Elfrink for three. Can she do it again? She was fouled. She missed the shot. But she'll go to the line for three.
Almost a four-point play.
And if she hits these three free throws, she will already be at the 20-point mark before halftime. She hits the first one. Elfrink came into this one only averaging 10.7 a game. Second of three is missed. So she won't hit the 20-point mark with this one. And a timeout will be called. We'll take it with them. 30-second timeout. It's Sophia Elfrink, 18, Centralia, 16. We're back in 30 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Still Towing and Macon has been family-owned and operated for many years. Dean, Lucas, and Larry will gladly help you if you are stuck in the mud, flipped in a ditch, or locked your keys in the truck. They are local folks helping local people and a few passing through at a hometown price. They have the equipment to move grain trucks and semis or SUVs and motorcycles. Remember, you have the right to request the wrecker of your choice in your next vehicle emergency. Call Still Towing of Macon at 660-385-5726.
Back out of Macon High School, Sophia Elfrink will take one as Tolton leads 27-16. That free throw is good. So Sophia Elfrink, 19 first half points, still 3:40 to go in the half. Centralia looking for options. Tolton playing really good defense. Finally, the ball is inbounded to Ashlyn Crum. As she passes up, dribbling inside and putting a shot up and missed will be Gracie Peebler, but an offensive rebound by Peebler grabs it herself. She'll take a three. Misses it, and a rebound by Elfrink. Elfrink passes to Barnes, who brings it up the court. She'll give it to Elfrink. Elfrink dribbling up, over, and right wing has it as Emma Barnes. Now right corner Barnes. She passes back to Angel. Elfrink has it left wing. She dribbles once and hands it to Angel. Inside ball will go out of bounds. A push off will be called. That one on Ashlyn Crum. Tolton will keep possession. That is Crum's second foul tonight. Sixth for the Lady Panthers.
I'm a little surprised they aren't pressuring Elfrink as much on the perimeter. They're still giving her some space to maneuver.
Elfrink dribbling inside. She'll put up a shot. Why not? Two more points for Sophia Elfrink. She's got 21 with two. In this half. As now a foul will be called. We'll just see who they call it on.
Free throw line, at least.
And they will call it on Gracie Peebler, her first. It'll put Emma Barnes at the line, who makes the first of a 1-1. And the back half is also good. 2 points for Emma Barnes. And a timeout will be called. We'll take it with them. 32-16, Tolton leads. We're back in 30 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Mexico School District No. 59, we'd like to encourage all students to continue working hard and making good choices this school year. As a Mexico Bulldog, red and gray are not just colors. They represent Mexico Bulldog spirit and support in all activities the students participate in, whether that's on the field or in the classroom. Mexico School District No. 59 in Mexico. Teaching, caring, learning. See them online at mexicoschools.net.
Back out at Macon High School, the last game, the 4-5 game of the girls' first round as Centralia has it trailing 32-16 with 2:35 to go in this first half. Having it is Peebler. Peebler passes top of the key over to Claire Hunter, who passes to Bostic. Top of the key, Bostic dribbling to her left and inside. Three will be taken and made by Gracie Peebler, her first points of the night. And Tolton's up 32-19. Pass up under the basket is missed. Rebound by Claire Hunter. And now travel will be called on Hunter as she traveled all the way down with that rebound. And it'll go back to Tolton. 32-19. Tolton leads. 2:11 to go first half. Tolton to inbound. And they do to Angel. Angel has it right wing. Pass. Right corner. Back to Angel, who passes to Elfrink. Elfrink has it back to Angel. Tolton being directed. Pass over to Lizzie Wright. Inside to Elfrink, and a foul will be called. Push off. You see they charge that one, too. That one will be charged. On Gwendolyn Bostic, her first of the night. Elfrink to the line, misses the front end of a 1-1. And Centralia gets the ball back, trailing 32-19. 1:48 to go first half. Shot to be put up and off the side of the backboard, but rebounded on her own is Kaylin Finley, and a foul will be called.
Yeah, we talked about this crew giving plenty of fouls. Almost a double-digit fouls for both teams.
That one's on Lizzie Wright. It'll put Kaylin Finley at the line. She'll shoot a 1-1. The front end missed everything. So it'll go back to Tolton. 32-19, Tolton leads, 1:43 to go first half. Elfrink to inbound for the Lady Blazers. She does to Angel, who brings it across half court with 1:40 to go first half. Inside. Shot is made by Lizzie Wright. And Tolton's up 34-19. 1:28 to go first half. Bringing it up is Dickerson. She passes over to Claire Hunter. Claire Hunter takes a shot. Misses it too strong. And a rebound by Lizzie Wright. Wright passes it up to Emily Gall. Emily Gall has it. She'll take a three. And she misses it. Rebound by Bostic. 1:10 to go. 34-19 Tolton. Centralia looking to close the gap before the end of this half. Dickerson has it, dribbling inside, cuts back out. Passes over to Hunter. Hunter guarded by Elfrink. She passes out, right wing is Peebler. Peebler will take a shot and misses it. Rebound by Emma Barnes. Barnes bring it back up. 50 seconds to go, first half. To Gall, to Barnes. Barnes backing up. She'll pass inside. A shot was missed by Lizzie Wright. Had a good look on it. Bostic gets the rebound. 40 seconds to go, first half. Mogrito will bring it up for the Lady Panthers. She does. She stops at the right wing, dribbles back outside, and Dickerson will reset with 30 seconds to go first half. Inside to Bostic. It goes out of bounds off the hands of Bostic. Tolton gets it back. 27.7 to go first half, 34-19. Tolton leads. Checking out for the Lady Blazers will be Lizzie Wright. And Angel will bring it up the court for the Lady Blazers. She hands it to Barnes. Barnes has it right wing. Back to Angel with 18 seconds to go first half. Barnes gets a screen. Passes over. Back over to Barnes left wing. Hands it to Angel. Angel thought about a pass to Elfrink, but instead hands it off to Barnes. Barnes puts a shot up and rebounded by Malgrito, and that'll do it. 34-19, Tolton leads. We'll recap the scoring of this one after this two-minute break on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Napa Know. It's a new year, and Moberly Napa has some great deals waiting for you. Prestone Windshield De-Icer, $3.99. Febreze, extra strength for $1.99, and a 5-quart jug of Napa Conventional Motor Oil. 5W30, only $12.99. Your choice, Chevron, Delo 400, Heavy Duty Motor Oil, or Mobil Delvac, 1300, Super Duty Motor Oil, only $13.99. 17-piece screwdriver set with stand, only $17.99. All these great deals and more at Napa Auto Parts and Moberly. Get the good stuff.
What does it it mean to give back to your community? At Macon Electric Cooperative, we truly believe that working together to better our communities is what matters the most. The Operation Roundup program was formed with this commitment in mind. Members can round up their electric bill to the nearest dollar, with the proceeds going to award grants to local schools, food pantries, and other community groups. Please help us to continue this program by signing up today. We thank you for your commitment to give back to your local community. Macon Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia is family owned and operated. For over 20 years, Dennis and Teresa Nielsen have provided the services that are best suited for you and your family without the financial bind. Nielsen Funeral Home offers quality merchandise at reasonable and affordable prices. Funeral pre-planning is also available. You can reach them at 573-474-8443. Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia, ready to guide you through the expected and the unexpected.
Back out at Macon High School. Well, the nightcap, the finale of the first day of the Macon tournament. Tolton leads 34-19 over the East Centralia Lady Panthers. We'll go over the numbers first for the Lady Panthers. Claire Hunter leads the way with 9. Mary Kate Bennett has 4. Gracie Peebler with 3. Carter Simpkins, 2. And Kyra Dickerson has 1. Outscoring the entire Centralia team was Sophia Elfrank, who has 21 at the halftime break. Also for Tolton, Lizzie Wright has 7, Amber Wright has 4, and Emma Barnes has 2. We'll take another 2-minute break. Ben talked post-game with Macon coach Ben Sonheimer following a 56-34 win over Harrisburg, as Coach Sonheimer will get the winner of this game right now as Tolton leads 34-19. Post-game with Coach Sonheimer coming up in 2 minutes on Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I am Clint Chandler, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you are in Monroe or Shelby counties, I've got you covered.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Thank you.
Your post game with Macon Girls head coach Ben Sontheimer, and coach, you guys got the win, first round of the tournament. What did you like to see from your girl? What did you like to see from your
girl? I liked how we were playing with a good physical team, you know, and master physicality and be strong with the ball. And we improved as night went on, and did a good job making some shots. And even they weren't falling, we kept playing good defense, and that was a big part of it.
Yeah, defense was one of the keys that we talked about up there. Well, what did you like in particular about the way they play?
They just play hard. You know, they've been really consistent with their effort. You know, they have a great work ethic. They're real coachable. They listen to little things we tell them to do, and then they really try out there and try to implement them. So I'm just real proud overall of the effort. You know, we had a lot of people contribute, and, you know, we're just glad to be moving forward.
You had a player in double digits. You had a couple more knocking on the door, double digits. What does that say about the balance of scoring on your team?
Well, that's the way we want to. We want to be balanced. We want to have, like I said, have a lot of people contribute, and not be, you know, one or two-dimensional. And the girls have done a good job of working on what their part is, what their job is, whether they're a shooter, whether they're a driver, or whether they're a post. Everybody's embraced their role, and they're working hard and getting better at that every day.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep, you bet.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A+ program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Side & Sugar has been by your side for 75 years. Time is running out to receive free pickup and delivery on your winter service packages. Inspecting and prepping your equipment by our John Deere certified technicians is the key to a successful spring season. Sign up by February 9th to receive free pickup and delivery. Schedule today by calling any of our 13 locations, visit us online at sideandsugars.com, or download our mobile app.
Offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Back out at Macon High School. We're about 2.5 minutes from the start of the second half here. Tolton leads 34-19. Ben, I think if you're Centralia, you saw some positive things in that first half, but I think it's important to come out of the half. I think it's important to come out of the half on a good note and maybe get a little bit of a run together. And you also have to think, all things considered, if you can get some offensive production from girls like Gwendolyn Bostic, Mary Kay Bennett, Carter Simpkins, they have the weapons, and you also have to assume that Sophia Elbrink, it's probably doubtful that she's going to have another 21-point first half, but with the way she looked at that first half, I'm not going to say for sure, but I'm doubting it.
I'm doubting it too, but again, the way that she's been playing, you never know. It's hard to keep being consistently that hot throughout the entirety of a high school game. And she was just tremendous back in that first half. And I think if you're Centralia, you really need to focus on her for most of the part. Really force the role players on this Centralia team to shoot the ball. And if they can't do it, that's going to be a key to winning this game. Again, you have to make your own shots. But if you can force the ball out of, right now, what is Father Tolton's hottest player, out of her hands, you're going to have a really good shot to win this game simply because they're not going to be hitting theirs. And Centralia had some good looks. They were just a little reckless with the ball. Their defense was a little bit sloppy, so I think they just need to tighten everything up a little bit more, and they'll be okay. They'll be able to at least come back in this one.
Regional Radio encouraged you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Macon tournament broadcast possible, Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, Harrisburg R8 School District, Oliver Funeral Home, LLC of Centralia and Sturgeon, Porcelain Farm and Home in Mexico, where you find answers and low prices down every aisle. Clint Chandler, your Shelby County Farm Bureau in Shelbina, Travis No Funeral Home of Kirksville, Graf's Reloading Supercenter in Mexico, H&R Block of Macon, Kirksville, Vandalia, and Shelbina, Nemo Insulation of Harrisburg, Nielsen Funeral Home of Columbia, Mexico Public Schools, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Moberly Area Community College and Moberly Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com, and Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow.
And Austin, this is an interesting score with that, with Father Tolton up 15 points. It's kind of the no man's land of a lead because Centralia could easily get a few buckets and a few stops. They could be within 10, or Father Tolton can score a couple baskets, and they could be up 20-plus. So it can really go either way to start this third quarter.
A good pass by Elfrink to start out this second half as Tolton starts with possession here, and dribbling to her right will be Lizzie Wright, back up to Angel. To Wright, and inside to Emma Barnes, back out to Angel. And Elfrink has it back to Angel, top of the key. Angel being guarded by Carter Simpkins. She passes over to Barnes, back to Angel, and back to Barnes. Inside pass attempted to Elfrink, eventually completed, and a skip pass over to Emily Gall. Lady Blazers working it around the perimeter right now as Barnes has it. Now she'll dribble inside. She'll put a shot up and misses it. Rebound by Bostic. 1 minute into this third quarter.
Well, that worked a little bit like a stall. They got 1 minute off the clock. Now I don't know if that's what they're going for so early in the third, but it's working out for them. They stalled pretty well.
Dickerson has it, and then top of the key is Mary Kate Bennett. She passes inside. It'll be missed by Hunter. Grabs her own rebound, puts it up and in. Claire Hunter was big in that first half, but she'll likely need to be big again in the second half if Centralia wants to make a comeback. It's 34-21. Tolton with the lead, 6:30 to go, third quarter. Lady Blazers again working it around the perimeter, looking for something. Eventually back to Gall, who passes over inside to Elfrink. Elfrink passes back out. Three taken and missed. Rebound by Mary Kate Bennett. Dickerson brings it back up the court for the Lady Panthers. They trail 34-21, 6:10 to go, third quarter. Bennett defended well. Pass outside to Bostic. Left corner. Inside to Hunter. Hunter will put a shot up and in. Claire Hunter again. She's got 13 points tonight. And it's an 11-point game.
And that's what I was talking about, Austin. A couple baskets here and there, a couple stops, and now instead of a 15-point game or a 20-point game, it's an 11-point game.
That one's knocked out of bounds by Mary Kate Bennett. Centralia coming out. And a full timeout will be taken by Tolton. It's 34-23. Tolton leads, 5:51 to go, third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Now more than ever, we're all looking to maximize the life of our vehicle. When it comes to collision repair, that means quality and workmanship. The kind of service you can expect from Bailey Brothers Collision Repair at Smith Motors in Brookfield. Whether it's hail damage, small dents and dings, or major collision damage, Bailey Brothers can handle the job. You can rest assured the work will be done right with no insurance hassles. Call 258-5005 or stop in for an estimate behind Smith Motors in Brookfield. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair. The ones you can trust.
Four early points from Centralia to start out this second half as they now trail the Lady Blazers by 11. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Tolton to inbound. They do. Angel has it. Over to Barnes, right wing. Good defense being shown. Nice intensity out of gate from Centralia. To Barnes, right wing. Back to Angel. Over to Gall, left wing. Got high pressure and stolen away. And it'll be a scrum on the ground. Stolen away by Centralia. bringing it back up the court. Shot will be taken and missed, but a foul called. Carter Simpkins draws that foul. She'll head to the line, and we'll see who they charge that foul with. It will be Emma Barnes, and that's Emma Barnes' third. Remember, Amber Wright also has three for this Tolton team. And Carter Simpkins heads to the line. She misses the first one.
Centralia definitely has the energy right now, and that's there's something to be said. We're almost approaching 10 o'clock. It's late for everyone. You kind of need to keep that energy. And Centralia right now has it.
Simpkins' second free throw is good. It's now a 10-point game, 34-24, 5:27 to go in this third quarter. It's over to Angel, who passes back over right wing to Emily Bacon in the game. Backing up Emma Barnes. A shot is blocked by Centralia. Centralia gets it back. Taken away by Mary Kate Bennett. And Gwen Bostick will take it up the court. Over to Bennett, top of the key. Almost lost by Dickerson, but she keeps it. Simpkins has it. She'll put a fadeaway shot up and makes it. Nice shot by Carter Simpkins.
That's a tough one. She was parallel with the backboard. That was a tough one.
The leading scorer for the Lady Panthers brings them within eight. 4:47 to go, third quarter. Angel has it right wing. She passes top of the key to Emma Barnes. Inside to Elfrink. Back to Angel for three. Misses everything. It goes out of bounds, but saved. But enough for nothing. It goes out of bounds once more as Tolton saved it. And Centralia gets the ball back down by eight.
That three-point shot had no rotation on it.
So it'll be Simpkins bringing the ball back up the court for the Lady Panthers. Almost lost it, but keeps it. And she'll pass to Mary Kate Bennett. Bennett has it top of the key, dribbling to her right. Hands off to Bostic. Has it right wing. Over to Simpkins. Simpkins backs up. Puts a shot up and in.
Nice little runner in the lane. She created space for herself on the right side and used it to her advantage.
And that one broken up by Centralia, and that's taken by Gwendolyn Bostic. And now a foul's called on Tolton. And Centralia is working their way back into it.
Yeah, they're excited. The bench is as lively and active as I have seen them tonight.
34-28. Inbound to Dickerson. She passes over to Claire Hunter, but it goes out of bounds. Might have had a better look if she just pulled up from there. But regardless, it's 34-28. 4:03 to go.
It's been very manageable.
In this third quarter.
Yeah, certainly manageable.
And that one is broken up, but saved by Tolton. And Angel has it right wing. She eventually hands it off inside to Elfrink. Foul will be called. That one will be charged on Mary Kate Bennett. And to inbound for Tolton will be Emma Barnes. She tosses it off the back of Claire Hunter, grabs it herself, tried to put it back up and in, and a foul will be called.
I like the move. I like the move.
And that will be called on Hunter. That's just her second, team second of the half. Barnes to inbound again. Tolton leading 34-28, 3:35 to go. Inbound to Angel, thought about a three, but decides not to. She passes over. Top of the key is Elfrink. Over to Emily Bacon, back to Elfrink. Elfrink dribbles inside. She'll put a shot up. It's fouled. Shot doesn't go in, but she was fouled. And she'll go to the line. And she won't go to the line as it wasn't on the shot. So it'll be Tolton to inbound once more. Barnes to inbound for Tolton again. And she does. Over to Wright. Wright dribbles, passes it to Elfrink. Back, top of the key is Angel. Over to Emily Bacon, back Angel. Angel dribbles to her right, tosses it over to Emma Barnes. Barnes dribbles to her left, top of the key. Inside, Sophia Elfrink. She thought, looks like it was Emily Bacon. Elfrink thought that Bacon was going to cut inside, so she passed. But Elfrink, Bacon did not cut inside as Elfrink anticipated, and the ball went sailing out of bounds. So Centralia gets it back, and under the basket is Claire Hunter. She'll put a shot up and in. 15 points for Claire Hunter, and all of a sudden, it's a four-point game.
An 11-0 run here in the third for Centralia. Amazing, amazing energy they've come out with.
Angel has it. Right wing. Dribbles to her left. She passes over. Left corner, three, is missed, and it goes out of bounds. And they'll call a foul. And the foul will be charged. Carter Simpkins, her second. You may have heard some not very pleased.
I mean, that's one of the fouls you can really let go. Because it was off Centralia, it doesn't need to be a foul.
Three is taken and missed. Rebound by Simpkins. Centralia, a chance to make this a one-possession game. Hunter has it. Dribbles up. Shot up. Misses. It goes out of bounds off the hands of Hunter, and it'll go back Tolton's way. Excuse me, they'll call a foul. They'll call a foul on that one on Claire Hunter, and that's her third.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure what that call was there. Everyone was going for the same rebound. Another one of those unnecessary calls that they had.
So that'll send Claire Hunter, who has 15 points of Centralia's 30. That sends her to the bench with 2:20 to go in this third quarter. Tolton brings it up the court. Over to Elfrink. Elfrink's been held silent in this second half thus far. She dribbles up, and as soon as I say it, she puts points on the board. 23 points for Sophia Elfrink, 36-30. Tolton's first points of the second half.
Yeah, she really slithered through everyone right there. Great job by finding the rim.
Bostic will drive inside. She'll put a shot up, and a block will be called on Sophia Elfrink. And that'll put Gwendolyn Bostic at the line for two. Bostic scoreless tonight. But she'll have two free throws upcoming here. First one is too strong. And she tries to make this a five-point game. High arching free throw. That one is too short. But Bostic gets her own rebound. Bostic defended well, looking for options. And eventually, five-second call. So it'll go back Tolton's way. As Tolton leads 36-30, 1:45 to go in the third quarter. To Elfrink. Elfrink passes back to the top of the key, Angel. Over to Barnes. She passes back to Elfrink, to Angel. Angel cuts inside. Barnes for three. And misses it. Rebound by Crum. And a jump ball will be called. That'll go Centralia's way.
That's the three they wanted. They got her open. She was open on the right wing. And she just couldn't hit. It was in and out. It was a good shot. It was a good look. And that is what you want when you run your offense. And sometimes they just won't drop.
Looking for options. Bostic finds it in Peavler. Bostic running up the court. Whistle. And a foul will be called on Tolton. See who they charge with this one. It'll be Emily Bacon, her first, team's fourth of the half. Bostic to inbound. She does to Peavler. Peavler has it. Tosses over to Simpkins, who has it top of the key. Simpkins dribbling to her left. Back to her right, over right wing to Bostic. Bostic has it right wing. Up top of the key to Crum. Crum looking for options, tosses it back to Bostic, loses it, and picked up by Tolton, and now a foul immediately on the pickup by Bostic. That's Bostic's second foul tonight, team's sixth of the half. And Tolton has it with a minute to go in the third quarter, up 36-30. Bostic to Barnes, back to Angel, inside to Elfrink under the basket, but instead she tosses in a foul drawn by Sophie Angel. Excuse me, it was Lizzie Wright that drew that foul. It was Ashlyn Crum charged with it. That's Crum's third. And the first free throw is no good by Lizzie Wright. Right, dribbles, takes a shot, and makes that one. 37-30, Tolton leads, 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Bostic has it in the backcourt. Dribbling up. And double dribble will be called.
Yeah, I mean, she very clearly carried that one as she was advancing it.
As Tolton leads 37-30 with the ball, 43 seconds, and that one goes out of bounds. So Centralia will get another shot.
And honestly, if I'm Centralia, I'm holding until the end of this quarter.
Mel Grito has it, takes it across the half-court stripe, backing up. A foul reach will be called on Sophie Angel.
Yeah, these officials really not letting any leeway happen, calling every little foul here. Players need to be aware of that. I mean, it's hard to not make contact in a basketball game, but at this point, that's kind of what you have to do.
Bostic to inbound. She does to Peebler, who gives it to Mel Grito. Back to Bostic, dribbling to her right. 24 seconds. Mel Grito has it. Pump face to Bostic. Bostic driving inside. She hands it to Crum. Back outside to Simpkins. Simpkins has it top of the key. 15 seconds to go, first half. To Peebler, left wing. She tosses top of the key to Crum. Crum dribbling inside, guarded by Elfrink, and a blocking foul will be called on Sophia Elfrink. And so Centralia will inbound with 8 seconds to go in the third quarter, trailing 37-30. Bostic to inbound. She does to Crum. Crum drives inside, and a travel call. So Tolton will have a shot. They've got 6 seconds. See what they can do in this 6 second. The inbound to Angel. Pass back over to Elfrink. Elfrink taking NBA range three at the buzzer and missed everything. 37-30. Tolton still holds the lead. Just 3 points in that third quarter for Tolton, but they still hold a 37-30 lead. We're back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Cub Cadet, Gravely, and Polaris, three dependable brands you can trust when it comes to work or play. Extreme Recreation on Highway 36, just west of Brookfield, gives you a great selection of power tools or power sports products to choose from. Lawn and garden products from Cub Cadet and Gravely. Zero turn and tractor style lawn mowers, hedge trimmers, string trimmers, log splitters, and more. Polaris power sports options for work or play like the ATVs, Razors, or Rangers for the farm. Whatever you need, work or play, Extreme Recreation is your first stop.
Achieve your financial goals with a trusted bank partner that offers genuine customer service. First Missouri Bank. Their customers receive good old-fashioned banking services with modern conveniences. From farm, commercial, and personal loans to CDs, savings, and checking accounts to internet banking and online bill pay. First Missouri Bank offers services you'd expect from a national bank chain, but meets the individual needs that a local community bank provides. First Missouri Bank, with locations in Brookfield, Kearney, Ridgeway, Eagleville, North Kansas City, and Milan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tolton leads as we start the fourth quarter. Tolton led 34-19 at halftime, but it's down to a 7-point lead to start this fourth quarter as Tolton starts the quarter with the ball. It'll be tossed inside to the top of the key for three as Barnes sinks it. Big three by Emma Barnes. And that puts Tolton back up 10 with 7:37 to go in the game. And that one stolen away, put up, and missed. That's a big miss by Lizzie Wright. But Centralia will take it as Bostic gets the rebound. Good pressure by this Tolton defense. Kyra Dickerson. She has to pick it up, finds Hunter, tossed inside, and a made shot. Credit Mary Kate Bennett with those points. And it's back to an 8-point game. 7:05 to go in the game. Tolton leads 40-32. It's over to Emily Gall, the Centralia bench, Centralia cheerleaders. As that one is missed, a three by Emma Barnes.
This is the time Centralia really needs. Under 7 minutes, you have to start being a little bit more aggressive on the offensive side.
Over to Bostic, left wing, to Mary-Kate Bennett, top of the key. She tosses inside to Simpkins. Simpkins, turnaround jumper is good.
That was a beautiful, flawless move by Simpkins. A nice turn, created some space for herself, got herself in a better position to make the shot.
9 points for Carter Simpkins tonight. Centralia trails 40-34, 6:20 to go in this game. Over to Gull, has it, back top of the key. Over left wing for Lizzie Wright. It's stolen away by Centralia. Dickerson has it. She hands and almost lost, but saved, and a jump ball will be called. It'll stay with Centralia. That was almost lost, but a good job by Mary Kate Bennett to keep possession. Has a little bit of a wild pass from Kyra Dickerson, but Centralia keeps it. As Dickerson will inbound. She does to Bennett. Bennett has it, top of the key. Tosses over to Simpkins, dribbles to the top. To Bostic, right wing. Looking for options, finds it inside, and Claire Hunter, she'll put a shot up and in.
Hunter wanted that one too. She was clapping for the ball. She knew exactly what she wanted to do when she got it, and she put it in.
Claire Hunter with 17 points. It's a four-point game. 5:40 to go. Sophia Elfrink back over, left wing. And a three is made, but a foul will be called. Looked like it was well before the shot.
Wow, a foul on Centralia that actually doesn't benefit Father Tolman.
Let's see who they charge with that foul.
Because she made the three-point shot. The foul seemed close to simultaneous as the shot. It may have been a little before. But again, if you're in the motion of the shot and there's a foul off the ball, usually that shot should count. And I guess they're calling it on the floor, but...
yeah, they're motioning for a one and one. Still waiting to see who they charge that foul on. We may not find out.
See, they may put it up on the board. Becca Schimmer looks a little confused, and I don't blame her.
That's a big one because that one's charged on Mary Kate Bennett, and that's her fourth foul with 5:36 to go in this game as the front end of the one and one is made by Amber Wright for 5 points tonight. And make it six for Amber Wright. It's back to a six-point lead. And a whistle blown. And it'll be Centralia to inbound. Trailing 42-36, 5:36 to go in the game. Looking for options. Defended well by Tolton. But it's ricocheted out of bounds off the hands of Emma Barnes. So it stays with Centralia.
Boy, that certainly looked like that may have been off Centralia.
Bostic looking for options to inbound. She does Mugrito, but it's lost. Stolen away and blocked this time, but it's saved. And a three will be taken by Tolton. Misses it. But an offensive rebound. And now a jump ball will be called. It stays with Tolton.
Yeah, Becca Schemmer's asking for travel, and I don't disagree. She took two or three steps back to take that shot.
Tolton to inbound. Three taken by Tolton. Sinks it. Amber Wright, three-pointer. And a timeout will be taken by Centralia. It's a full timeout. We'll take it with them back in 60 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Providing fast, accurate service and personal knowledge of your prescriptions to keep you safe is more than a goal. It's what we do at Kincaid Pharmacy in Centralia. This is Mike Kincaid. Personal service is a priority at Kincaid Pharmacy. That's why we deliver prescriptions in Centralia, Sturgeon, and Hallsville. We are open at 7 a.m. to make it more convenient for you to pick up your prescriptions or get one filled. For your parents' safety, ask about our new RX Safe packaging at Kincaid Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy in Centralia today. View KincaidPharmacy.com.
There are times when you can wait, and there are times when you need that part repaired now to get back up and running. Herndon Welding and Machine of Centralia is a full-service welding and machine shop. Aluminum, cold-rolled, high-carbon, or stainless steel, Herndon Welding and Machine will repair your equipment and have you up and running as soon as possible. If your part can't be repaired, they will fabricate a new one to get you back in business. Stop by Herndon Welding and Machine, located at Highway 151 in Centralia, Mid-Missouri's full-service welding shop.
Five 21 to go in our final game of the evening here, the first round of the Macon tournament. On the girls' side, it is Tolton holding a 45-36 lead over Centralia, with Centralia set to inbound. Bostic successfully does to Malgrito, who brings it up the court. Defended well. The pass was tipped, and a foul will be called on Emma Barnes. It looked like a pretty clean reach, but a foul regardless will put Mel Grito at the line. Mel Grito takes the front end of a 1-1 and makes it. Mel Grito's in the scoring column tonight, her first points. She averages just 2.5 a game. And she gets her second right there. 45-38. Dalton leads. 5:10 to go. It's over to Gall. Back over left wing to Barnes. Passes back top of the key to Lizzie Wright. Back to Barnes. It goes out of bounds. Stays Tolton ball. Tolton has it left wing. Three is taken and missed. Rebound by Claire Hunter. Hunter has it. Tosses to Bostic. Bostic bringing it up the court. Up the court to Carter Simpkins. Turn around three. She hits the deck on her way down, but nothing called. And Tolton gets the rebound. Sophia L. Frank. Barnes has it over to Gall. Back to Barnes. Top of the key. 4:33 to go in this game. 45-38. Tolton. Over to Barnes. Good defense by Mel Grito. Almost let that one go in the backcourt, but saved. Over to Gall. To the right corner. Inside to L. Frank. L. Frank tries a pass. It almost goes long, but over. Three is missed. And a rebound by Bostic over the back foul called on Tolton as well.
And yeah, it'll be shooting free throws. Line.
That one charged on Gall, her second. Team's eighth of the half. Chance to make this one a 5-point game is Gwendolyn Bostic. She's 0 for 1 at the line tonight. She'll shoot a 1-1.
And this is really ideal for Centralia.
A bank shot free throw.
Don't normally see those. But you get to make points with the clock stopped. That's always important.
So Gwendolyn Bostic finds her name in the scoring column tonight. Her first points. The next free throw is clanked and missed, but Elfrink gets a rebound, almost stolen away by Hunter on the save.
Yeah, you have one of those missed free throws. You see a teammate get the rebound. Everyone else runs to the other side of the court. She almost didn't have any help.
Barnes has it. She tosses to Amber Wright. Amber Wright looking for help, and she finds it. Good defense by Centralia. Over to Emma Barnes. She tosses over. Left wing. Back top of the key. Defended well by Centralia. Over right wing. Passing it around the perimeter are the Lady Blazers. To Emma Barnes. She then finds Lizzie Wright.
We saw this last year with Tolton. They do a tremendous job at stalling.
And it's passed out outside on the perimeter. Right wing, Gall has it.
One of the better teams I've seen in being able to stall efficiently.
Over to Barnes. Three, taken and missed by Tolton. Rebound by Bostic. With the Lady Panthers trailing 45-39, 3:08 to go in the game. Mel Grito has it. She tosses it over to Kyra Dickerson, has it left wing. To the top of the key is Claire Hunter. Over to Mel Grito, thought about a three, and she gets hit in the face. And that is a good foul call by the officials.
Yeah, I think she may have gotten poked in the eye. That's a very tough, that's a tough injury. I mean, you go forward and you hit in the eye. I mean, that's.
And so we'll take a break. We'll be back in about 30 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Glenn's Garage Doors appreciates customer referrals. Bill Berry, a well-known insurance agent in Moberly, recently purchased two door-link steel-backed insulated residential garage doors with two LiftMaster openers and a keyless entry. Phil said,
I've had Glenn put in several garage doors for me in the past few years. Glenn's doors have always been amazing, and he's always done great service and taken care of those products, and I've been extremely satisfied with the work that Glenn's done for me.
Listen to your friends and neighbors for all your overhead door and opener needs. Call Glenn's Garage Doors in Moberly at 660- 263-1655.
We're back with the injury. They allow Kaylin Finley to come take the free throws from El Grito, and she made the front end of the 1-1. And the next shot is missed. Rebound by Tolton. Tolton leads 45-40, 2:50 to go in the game. Hand off to Amber Wright. Amber Wright guarded well by Centralia. They're defending well, trying to prevent the stalling tactics from Tolton. Three is taken by Tolton. Makes it. Lizzie Wright. Three-pointer made. Timeout called. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hello, Panther fans. I'm Tony Stewart, administrator and owner of the Stewart House in Centralia, Missouri. For over 35 years, we've been serving the Centralia and surrounding areas in a fully licensed long-term care facility, offering skilled nursing services in a home-like setting. Our residents enjoy delicious home-cooked meals and social and recreational activities throughout the year. I would like to invite you to come visit our team at 117 South Hickman and take a tour. We have around-the-clock staffing and look forward to making our house your home. The Stewart House is a proud supporter of the Centralia Panthers and Lady Panthers.
The Centralia R6 School District is creating the leaders of tomorrow today. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students, along with Superintendent Darren Ford, want the young men and women, coaches, and all those involved with Centralia Panther Athletics to know they're so very proud of your hard work and they're with you every step of the way in competition and in the classroom. Learn more at centralia.k12.mo.us. The Centralia R6 School District, creating the leaders of tomorrow today.
.231 to go in this game. A big three by Lizzie Wright puts the Lady Blazers back up 8. Again, with .231 to go. Centralia will get it. It'll be Mary Kate Bennett to inbound. She looks to inbound, and she finds a player in Kaylin Finley. Finley brings it up. Nearly tipped and stolen away by Elfrink. Elfrink has it. It open under the basket. Shot is made by Lizzie Wright. Big baskets from Lizzie Wright. Puts the Lady Blazers up 10, and this one goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with Centralia. 50-40. Tolton the lead, 2:13 to go. Now Grito to inbound for Centralia. She does, and it's handed right back to her. Over to Bostic, left wing. Top of the key, Mary Kate Bennett. Inside to Claire Hunter. She backs up, puts a shot up, and misses it. Rebound by Elfrink. And a foul will be called on Claire Hunter.
Yeah, she should know better than that. She just kind of swiped at it. That'll be called a foul. 10 times out of 10.
So Elfrink will go to the line. And the front end of a 1-1 is good. Elfrink has just 3 points this half after a 21-point first half. And make it 4 points this half as she makes that one. 25 points for Sophia Elfrink. Inbounded to Bostic with less than 2 minutes to go in the game. 52-40, Tolton leads. Dickerson has it. Over to Bostic, right wing. Tosses inside to Hunter. Back outside to Dickerson. Dickerson will throw inside to an open Mary Kate Bennett, who just misses it, but an offensive rebound by Claire Hunter. Misses that as well. It goes out of bounds. Stays with Centralia. And that one will be inbounded, and then a jump ball will be called. Possession will stay with Centralia. Dickerson to inbound for the Lady Panthers. She does to Hunter. Hunter will take a jumper. Missed it too short. And Elfrink will save it from going out of bounds. 1:30 to go, 52-40, Tolton leads. As it looks like the Lady Blazers will take on the top-seeded Macon Tigerettes in the semifinals on Thursday night. So Emma Barnes will go to the line. Foul was called on Kyra Dickerson, her second. Barnes shot misses. She'll get a chance for one more with 1:20 to go in the game. That one's good. That's 6 points. Orma Barnes tonight as Centralia brings it back up the court to Bennett. Hunter takes the jumper too strong, and it sails out of bounds back Tolton's way. With 1:07 to go in this game, Tolton leads 53-40. And a foul will now be called. That one will be charged to Carter Simpkins. And that'll put Emma Barnes back at the line. Barnes' first free throw is good. 7 points for her. She's 4 for 5 from the free throw stripe. And a 30-second timeout will be called. We'll take it as well. Back in 30 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
When you have a shortage of grass or hay, it's more important than ever to creep feed your calves. This is Dwayne at Shelton Seed in Centralia. By creep feeding your calves, they'll be bigger and healthier at weaning time. Plus, it takes the pressure off the cow so she'll be in good condition to breed back. Shelton Seed offers you preener products such as Great Starts, Stocker Grower, Accuration, and Liquid Accuration. Because preener keeps your cow herd in excellent condition and your calves growing faster and healthier from the start. We also have creep feeders to rent at Shelton Seed, the Partners Producers Trust in Centralia.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Emma Barnes made the second free throw to give her 8 points and Tolton a 55-40 lead with 1 minute to go in a game. And a foul will be called on Tolton. And I am hoping this is not how the final minute will go. That'll be Kyra Dickerson at the line for the Lady Panthers. Her first free throw is too short. Dickerson 1 point tonight. Came free throw strike. Make it two as she makes that one. 55-41. 55 seconds to go in this game. Angel brings it up for the Lady Blazers. She's guarded well by Centralia. Still good defense being shown by the Lady Panthers. And Tolton will work it around, and that pass was intercepted but out of bounds. On Kyra Dickerson, so Tolton keeps it. Tolton inbounds, inside to a cutting Elfrink, but it goes off her fingertips and out of bounds to go back to Centralia.
Yeah, they had the right idea there. You find the middle of the court, and then you have someone cut in on the far side. It was not the greatest pass.
36 seconds to go, 55-41, Tolton. Hunter loses it, picked up by Elfrink. Give an Angel, and Elfrink will bring it back up across the half-court stripe. So out of four games today, we saw three upsets. As the only game that held true to the seeding was the 1-8 game between Macon and Harrisburg. As a foul will be called in Centralia with 7.7 seconds left. Not nearly the buzzer-beating whistle we saw in the last game.
One of those fouls, I'm not exactly sure what the reason behind calling it is. It's a 55-41 game and 7 seconds left.
So in the first game tonight, we had six-seeded Mexico beating Brookfield 35-26. As Elfrink makes the first free throw, gives her 26 tonight. Second game of the night, the seventh-seed Kirksville defeated two-seed Moberly 48-40. The only game that held true to the seeding was the 1-8 game, as L. Frank misses that free throw, 56-34. And Tolton will pull out this one, the 5-4 upset, 56-41, our final, as the Father Tolton Lady Blazers advance to the semifinals to take on the top-seeded Aiken Tigerettes. We'll take a two-minute break and recap this one. We'll have your final scoring numbers for you. We'll take that in 60 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon would like to offer you a free discount double-check TM. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
One. I said one. Business banking. Business banking. Business banking. No, I don't want to go back to the main menu.
Frustrated with a lack of good service? It's time to discover Horizon Credit Union in Macon and now Kirksville. Visit their new branch at 1204 South Baltimore Street. Visit them online at yourhcu.com.
Back here at Macon High School, we just wrapped up the final game of our first night coverage from the Macon Tournament. The Tolton Lady Blazers defeating the Centralia Lady Panthers 56-41. Your final numbers for you. First, for the Lady Panthers, Claire Hunter led the way with 17. Carter Simpkins had 9. Mary Kate Bennett with 6. Gracie Peebler with 3. Kyra Dickerson and Joella Melgrito with 2. Gwendolyn Bostick and Kaylin Finley both had 1. For the Father Tolton Lady Blazers, out of 56 points, that came from 4 scorers. Sophia L. Frank led the way with 26. Lizzie Wright had 13. Amber Wright had 9. And Emma Barnes had 8. Recapping your games from night one thus far. I shouldn't say thus far, as it's now over, but recapping. The 6-seed Mexico knocked off 3-seed Brookfield to kick off the night, 35-26. Followed that with a 7-2 upset as Kirksville beat Moberly 48-40. The top seed Macon held true to their top seed, defeating Harrisburg 56-34. And they'll meet the 5-seed Father Tolton, 56-41, a victory over the 4-seed Centralia. As we look ahead to tomorrow night, as Eric and Scott will be down here for the boys' side of the bracket, we'll start off with the 3-6 game. That one also Mexico-Brookfield, but the seeds are switched. The Mexico boys are the 3-seed with the Brookfield boys as the 6. We'll follow that up with the 2-7 game. Centralia boys the 2, Harrisburg boys the 7. And at 8 o'clock, 4-5 game between Kirksville and the host Macon Tigers. There is no 8th seed in this tournament, so the top seed in Moberly gets a first-round bye, and they'll take on, of course, the winner of Kirksville and Macon. So that'll wrap up our coverage here as night one of the Macon tournament. One night too late, but it is complete, and we'll be back for first round of boys games tomorrow night. A fun night here. Should be a fun rest of the week here at the Macon tournament. For Ben Wittenstein, our board op, Stuart Cox, been working hard back at the studio all day, all night long. I am Austin Ward, signing off from Macon High School. Night one of the Macon tournament complete on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.